going to call you and say, and I know what you're going to tell them.
No, it's all you. I think we should.
Howard told me that he was on the fire committee now.
Okay, everyone, we will now call the fire committee meeting March 2nd to order, 2:30. First item is the approval of the minutes of the January 6th meeting.
Move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. That approves the minutes. Now, for the people in the public, anyone that would like to make a public comment, you are absolutely welcome. You'll have 2 minutes to speak on any item that you wish. Do we have anyone that would like to make a comment? Hearing or seeing none, let's get into the budget.
I'll go ahead and take that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
If you'll flip to the fire department page or tab within your budget, it's page 54. I'll go ahead and mention some of the highlights here. The budget, as you'll see at the bottom, is proposed to increase $537,000. It's 4%. Most of that includes the pay for performance and state of South Carolina mandated retirement. In fact, 462 of the 537 is just in salaries and retirement alone. There are no new positions that are included in this proposal. Some of the notable increases, if you'll scale or go down to line item 6106, which is just below center of the page under uniforms and clothing, we're proposing an increase there of $10,783. This is for the fire department's daily wear and PPEs, which are the personal protective equipment, the turnout gear that we try to replace every year to keep them fresh. And by keeping them fresh, it is less of a hazard to them, to their person. Very important for us to do. Also, some of that increase is driven by the additional firefighters that have been brought on, the 12 previously, and are incorporated into this budget. Account 5900, almost dead center of the page, fire training expense. There's 8300 and we got a few things mentioned in here. 5280, part of that is almost $5,300 for recruit tuition. That's a recruiting class and training potential firefighters from scratch, which is something that we're looking to do. Chief can help explain, but the hopes of recruiting more locals to be members of our fire department to help with retaining employees over the long term. We also have in that line item $3,000 for trench and rescue training, part of our technical rescue skills. Line item 5800, under travel expense, an increase of 3158. A good portion of this is the on-site peer assessment that's required through for accreditation. Throughout the budget, there are some other operating adjustments due to the personnel, the 12 firefighters that have been brought on, but those are small amounts and they're spread throughout here in the appropriate line item. Other than that, there are no new positions. On the CIP side, information you already know about, the final piece of $200,000 that we believe will be enough for the full replacement of Fire Station 4 is in the proposed CIP for this year. Very important project for us. Thanks for your support on it. As far as vehicles, we are replacing a pumper truck, and we have some replacement Tahoes for squad and our battalion chief. Those are part of our lease purchase. And we have two other additional replacement vehicles as part of our vehicle replacement plan. Those are pickup trucks. Other than that, that's all I have for highlights, and we're ready to answer any questions.
Could you address this for us, both gentlemen? I sat on the committee last year, and I wasn't the chair, and there's no way in the world I'm an expert, but I sure know a whole lot more than I did when I stepped into the first meeting. And I got to gain an appreciation for not only the work, but the people that do the work. And, you know, sometimes we, I hate to use names, but I don't care. I'm going to use one anyway. You know, when Kevin came on this committee, he helped me understand a lot about things that I generally don't get into the details on. But Kevin not only helped me, he helped a lot of people. And at the end of last year, we voted to approve a strategic plan that included more help, more of those. And I just wanted you to address my thoughts that we are still continuing on that plan, if we are. And because I think it makes sense to do that. And here we're Mount Pleasant, okay? We're a pretty darn good town. And I feel like we should, we do it with every department in this town, including fire. But I want to make sure that we're continuing to maintain the expertise and giving you the support you need to keep this thing going. So if you can just address that for me and give me a comfort level on knowing that we are moving towards that.
Yeah, sure. So beginning of 2019, we got the 6 positions that brought the staffing on the ladder trucks up to 4. Huge help. It really helps us split those ladder and engine company duties. And we actually have a 90-day pretty intensive program going on right now for our ladder training, just hitting the basics over and over, kind of square those crews away. So those 6 really helped. And then we got the SAFER grant starting now that we have people in recruit school. So we got 6 more. Those 6 are going to go toward that ladder truck at Station 4 that was approved in the plan. And we currently don't have the room at Station 4 for an additional ladder, but that's, like Mr. DeWarren mentioned, the big CIP project right now is tearing that station down and creating the room for it. So in a couple of years, you know, we already got 6 of the positions we need for that ladder, you know, continue to look for the funding for that ladder, and I believe we are moving toward fulfilling the plan. I know it's not all this year, but we do have kind of a plan in place to take bites of it.
Yeah, I just want to make sure from my seat on this committee that you know we've got the commitment to assist.
Yes, sir.
And continue with that plan. Any comments? Jake?
So 6 new positions added in 2019.
Yes, sir.
Totally from our general fund. And then 6 grant positions through the SAFER grant, which remind me that pays for like in the first 3 years, but then we're on the hook for eternity.
Yeah, so it's 75% the first 2 years, and then 35%, that's the federal match. 75, 75, 35, and then we take the full amount the 4th year.
So that's 12 new positions, and I know the grant's going to cover some of that, but in a few years, that's 12 new positions to fully fund the, how many additional firefighters did the strategic plan call for in addition to these 12 positions?
So there's 29 left in the plan. 27 firefighters.
29 remaining.
29 positions, yes, sir. 2 office staff positions and that 27 firefighters.
No offense. So the previous council approved a strategic plan that involved hiring 42 people?
Yes, sir.
At what cost?
Few
times.
Roughly $2.5 million per year forever, just in salaries for those positions.
I'll keep going. So the minimum, that was to meet minimum staffing requirements or something along those lines?
Yes, sir. The National Fire Protection Association recommends 4 minimum per truck. So our first trucks that we want to go towards was the ladder trucks, which we got our current ladder staffing at 4 now. So we believe that was the first chunk we needed to take. It was a smaller bite. And then eventually down the road, add those 4 on the engines. And I will say this, it's definitely one of our goals, but there's probably some other things that we need to do before we take the step to get 4 on every engine. We need to make some station upgrades, we need to add some bedrooms, things of that nature, before we truly had the space to fulfill that. And you know, there's some roll-in things, we can go for the stations that have 1 single truck, maybe we start there. But definitely on the front end, there's some housekeeping stuff we need to do to actually fit that many people in, but it's definitely a goal as far as the national standard.
Who creates the national standard you've mentioned?
So it's a body of people in the industry. Basically, you're appointed to a committee, and these committees form the standard itself on the fire side.
Does that stand, so this is a national standard, does that take into account like the size of a town or how tall our buildings are or anything in that?
Not necessarily size of the town. It does kind of make recommendations for how many personnel you would need for the size of a building per se, but it doesn't really take regional considerations into effect. So they've done several studies about the most efficient use of work and how many personnel it takes, and four is really their minimum recommendations. Bigger departments, and definitely not us, but the New York cities and all may put five on a truck for certain areas just to fulfill those duties, but for a town our size, four would be their recommendation.
Okay.
Anything else? Howard?
Mr. Chairman, the question I have about the new station, where we're going to spend $200,000, how many men will be accommodated at the, men or women will be accommodated at the new station?
So currently it'll hold 11, and we're kind of looking at our deployment models. We're trying a new process, the construction manager at risk process, and we're hoping to have a guaranteed maximum price in the next week or so. And we'll know from there, but currently in the plan it has 11 personnel. So that's two trucks and a battalion chief.
And so that's two trucks and a battalion chief. Where does that 12 new persons fit in with that?
Right. So that ladder truck is an addition to that station. So we'll, the goal is to have 15 personnel to staff that ladder truck. So currently we have a rescue and a squad there now. So that's three and two. And a battalion chief, so six personnel minimum. We're hoping to add that ladder truck and determine kind of what we do with the squad, but it's basically assigning four for each unit and a battalion chief. So we'll have a little bit of extra space, but it's good for hurricanes and things of that nature to have a few extra bedrooms.
No question. I just wanted to make sure that as we go forward with that space, that we
yes, sir.
Fill it up.
Sure, Jake.
And maybe this is for you, Mr. Chairman. When previous council voted to do this plan that cost $2.5 million a year, did y'all identify a revenue source for this?
No, I don't think we did, which seems to be pretty standard around here to do whatever
yeah, that's
we want without identifying sources. But I will say this. I wasn't on the council at the time that it was gone out to do that plan. So it's been in the works for a while. And what I understood, or at least took from this, was the fact that there was a great need to take a look at a strategic plan for fire and to see how we can get to where we need to be. I understand your questioning, and I think it's good to ask all the questions that we can. But I don't think anybody on this council thought for a minute that we could immediately and quickly get to the end of that. What's realistic is a plan is a plan. Mm-hmm. So budget year to budget year to budget year, you look to see what you can do. And I think I feel pretty good about last year and what we're looking at this year. So I don't think we're asking anyone to vote on 49 people right now, or we approved. We approved the plan and concept, but we didn't say everything had to be funded in a certain period of time. But what we all felt very strongly about was to give the fire department the support to get it where it needs to be so that they can do their job. It's not only public safety, it's safety of the people that are doing the work. And so that was where, I can't speak for everybody, but that was where my head was.
And again, I don't want my comments to be misconstrued as that I'm not supporting the fire. I just, and this is not just the fire itself, but it's somewhat frustrating being my first time going through this. And you flip through this CIP and there's project after project after project, and none of them are funded.
That's $322 million worth of them, by the way.
I mean, it's almost like just for public perception that, oh, yeah, this is an approved project to satisfy people, but it's not.
You know what, though?
Actually,
if I can say this, and we probably can have this meeting somewhere out there, but that's our responsibility. We're elected to find the funding, quite frankly. There may not be funding here, but as the elected body, I don't think we run around looking in the cushions for money. We've got to suck it up and figure out how we're going to find it, and or we just keep pushing it down the road. But I, like you, I agree. I think our capital funding needs are unbelievable, and we aren't addressing them. So I hope that by the time we sit around to make hard decisions in the budget, that we do look at those, because I share your concerns.
Thank you.
Anything? Any other questions about the budget?
I've got one more. Our fire rating right now for the insurance companies, what is it?
It's a 2. We improved from a 3 to a 2 in 2017.
I knew we'd improved.
Yes, sir.
And as we add on these additional personnel and the new station, is it feasible that we can go out and see if we can get that up?
Yes, sir, I think it is, and for the reason ISO looks at road miles, basically, for responding units, and I can share them out with you that we had done, but currently we have a huge hole in that six-mile area for the ladder truck. So with that, the additional personnel, you know, I don't want to make guarantees, but I really do think we'd have a good shot at improving to a 1 in the ISO rating, and that's kind of what the assessor told us last time, work on these few things, increase staffing, fill this hole here, and there's a good chance we can get that I rating.
Well, I bring that up because that rating has a direct impact on the residents of Mount Pleasant for fire insurance and the cost of that fire insurance. So while we might be hesitant about adding personnel, the additional personnel, the additional station saves our constituents money. So it's important that we start looking at it in that way, in which case we are, by adding these personnel, by adding station, improving the position of our constituents. And we need to look at it that way, and I just wanted to point that out.
Good point. Anything else, gentlemen, before we adjourn? Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, sir. I think Mr. DeMora covered it pretty well.
Okay.
Do we have to have a motion to
budget? The motion that we need to have is one to take the information that we've provided to the council for our budget discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. That concludes the meeting. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Chief.
Yes, sir.